All right, good afternoon. My name is Adam Feinstein, the city planner for the city of Escondido. I'm serving as the zoning administrator for the city of Escondido. I officially call the meeting of the zoning administrator of city of Escondido on September 28th, 2022 to order. It's currently 3:05 p.m. Note for the record that the meeting is starting a bit late because we had relocated the meeting from another room. I was appropriately posted in compliance with any public noticing requirements. We have three items on the agenda tonight, or today, and they are two public hearing items, one current business. We'll go through them in order. The first item is a conditional use permit, case number PL21-0432. Darren Parker, associate planner, if you can just give a quick 30-second rundown of the project, it'd be great.
Yeah, the project entails a minor conditional use permit to allow the sales, rentals, and storage of tractors and heavy trucks in the M1 zone. It does not involve any expansion to the existing building out there. The site is also only on a portion of the overall site. I believe it's the site to the north. The adjacent lot is not involved into this project.
All right. And Mr. Weiler, you're here on behalf of the applicant?
Yeah, Stan Weiler with HWL, with the property owner, Gary Fehrenbach. And generally, we're in agreement with the conditions of approval. There were a few minor changes. We just wanted to make sure that on the resolution that Mr. Fehrenbach's name was spelled, there were two letters that were kind of transposed. So if we could just make sure. And then there were a couple of conditions that we would like to have the wording modified. One of them is, all of these would be on Exhibit C. The first one would be on page 9, and it is condition 7A. And if we could get, since we're not, there's no need to pull any grading permits, we just wanted to change the wording and remove prior to grading permit issuance to prior to planning final inspection, and then the rest of the wording can remain the same. The next requested change would be on page 20, and it's condition E9. We just want some clarification on, what can be used or displayed, and we wanted to make sure that it specifically read, and I'll read it verbatim, no storage, sales, rental, and display. And then the new wording added right here would be associated with the uses permitted on parcel 228-270-25, and then continue on is permitted on the adjacent lot, et cetera. The rest of that can stay the same. And then one final change would be the next condition below on 10. Everything is fine except for if we could just eliminate the word redwood before slats. It's kind of a not something that's usually used all the time anymore. I think they may be out there in a portion of it, but there's metal slats, there's other slats that can serve the same purpose. So we just wanted to remove the word redwood and at least give us the discretion to be able to get something in there that when, and it does happen, that graffiti goes on this and we've got to, or there's damage to the slats, we can replace them with something that might be more readily available and is not quite as expensive as the redwood. So other than that, I think those were the only changes, unless Gary has anything else.
No, that's pretty much it.
Okay, great. Darren, do you have any concerns with the requested changes that the applicant has identified?
No, I don't, for 9 to 10.
Okay. All right, well, seeing as there's no one else in the audience here to comment, I will close the public hearing, and acting as the zoning administrator of the city of Escondido, I hereby approve zoning administrator resolution number 2022-07, granting the minor conditional use permit to allow sales, rental, and storage of of tractors and heavy trucks at the property in the M1 zone. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
I need to get a check to somebody for the county clerk for the pension.
Before we go, can we give you the, who do we give the check to for the notice of exemptions?
Because you can give it to me. Is it turned out to the county clerk, the senior county clerk?
Yeah. We already got that, so I'll just hand it to you right now. Maybe we can just get that rolling.
Great.
Oh.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
All
right. Moving on, our next item is it's PL 21-0449, a request from the Classical Academies. Aaron, once again, you can give a quick 30 seconds.
Yeah, it's a request by a Classical Academy to allow a personalized, you know, high school learning campus on both buildings just to the north, or on the north side of Woodward Avenue. The two buildings, both buildings, would be renovated on site to accommodate classrooms and office space for the high school.
Great. I will note that there is no one here on behalf of the applicant. Darren, are you aware of if the applicant's seen these, seen the staff report, conditions, etc.?
The applicant was mailed and emailed a copy of the staff report, but I have not heard from the applicant himself.
Okay, gotcha. In my knowledge of the property project applicant, the Classical Academies, is that they've done conditional use permits through our office here before, and even at this specific property, and I believe the conditions are pretty standard, so I would assume that the applicant has seen and reviewed those. That said, it is up to them to consider if they'd like to make any appeal on this, if it is approved, because they've not been here to make any comments to the into the record. But acting as the zoning administrator for the city of Escondido, I hereby approve resolution number 2022-08, granting a minor conditional use permit for a personalized high school learning campus at 130 Woodward Avenue. Thank you. And quickly, let's move to number three. Extension of time, case number PL 220444. Mr. Paul.
Yes, this is a request for a 3-year extension of time for a previously approved 21 lot attended subdivision map and plan development. This is the last extension available through the Subdivision Map Act. And the city's subdivision ordinance. The staff report was sent to the applicant. They are supportive of the 3-year extension of time. They also have read the conditions of approval and had no concerns. They are not here to represent their project.
Okay, great. Thank you for that information. It sounds like it's a pretty standard request for the extension of time in compliance with the MAP Act, and all the conditions of approval have been carried forward, and if there were any new conditions, I'm assuming they've been incorporated?
Yes.
Okay, very good. As such, acting as zoning administrator, I hereby approve resolution number 2022-09, granting the 3-year extension of time for tentative subdivision map number SUB 13-0007 and the associated master and precise development plan number PHG 13-0034. That concludes our zoning administrator meeting, and we are hereby adjourned at 3:13 p.m. Thank you.
That's the 4 minutes.
Very hard. So hard. Sometimes it's a good step to the point.